I want to welcome you all back to another show on the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. Now I'm your host, and this is going to be a continuation of the last show, kind of a part two. You know, all my shows are unscripted. I do not have scripts. You know, sometimes I do have PowerPoints where I need to list my main points of what I want to talk about, which I'm going to start doing that, but don't always do that. So I may go off on the right or left field, but just know that's because of my ADD. So I wanted to kind of get more into and talk about Texas, which I didn't touch it on the last podcast show that I touched on. But like I always do, I want to go ahead and start off and share a verse with you. This will be out of Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the reality of what is hoped for and the proof of what is not seen. Amen. A lot of us had not seen Jesus, but it's through faith that we believe. But there have been some blessed individuals out there that have had the opportunity to see Jesus, and that is very, very very awesome, you know, to be able to have seen him. So I want to talk a little bit about Texas. So Texas filed a lawsuit, a bunch of other states were supporting them, but it didn't go through. There's even some talk and some about trying, you know, some of the politicians in the Republic politicians in Texas trying to get a bill passed to where they can get the vote on the state election to succeed from United States of America. You heard it right, to succeed from the United States of America, because there is no America when you got a bunch of states that are changing the election laws and going against the Constitution of America. They're changing the laws in no regard to the Constitution. And then they're lying about all the cheating and the fraud that's been going on in the election. You know, I touched a little bit into that on my last episode, but, you know, can Texas survive as its own country? Absolutely. It's got its own resources. It got oil. We don't need to borrow oil from anyone or a lot of resources. We may still trade here and there, but, you know, my thoughts is that you could see a fragmented government. Is it going to happen? Did God come down and tell me? No. Those are my thoughts. That we could see a fragmented government. We could see America splitting. We could see the Republican states, you know, succeeding from the Union and instilling Trump as the president of the Republic. You could see that. You could still see martial law being declared, the Insurrection Act, all that. There's a lot that, you know, that could play out between now and January 6th or between now and January 20th. You know, you could see a lot happen. You know, so like I said in my last episode, you know, I taught you a little bit about, you know, learning about, you know, and following Jesus. You know, putting Jesus first, and that's what we all need to do, is put Jesus first in our lives. You know, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I wanted to go ahead and just cover a little bit of what I missed, you know, kind of share my thoughts on that, you know. So me being a Texan, I'm all for Texas seceding from the Union, especially if America is null and void. They're not going to honor the Constitution. They're not going to honor the laws, and they're going to keep going against, you know, and all the sin and the perversion in America. I'm all for Texas splitting and follow, you know, because they want to follow the Constitution. They want to follow the rules and the laws, but not everybody else is, because you have the communism regime is coming into America and wants to take over America, wants to make to kill democracy and throw it right out the window. That wants to take away your religious freedoms. That wants to take your right to bear arms. That wants to take your freedom of speech. They want to take it all away. Is that saying that still may happen? Absolutely. You can better believe it's going to happen when the Antichrist, during the Great Tribulation, when he rules for 42 months, your rights are going to be taken away. You know, he's going to eventually start hunting down Christians and going to war with them and stuff. Yeah, you haven't seen nothing yet. Y'all are used to your air conditioning and used to going to the mall and used to going to Walmart. But one day, when we're going through the Great Tribulation and all that, you're gonna be humbled. We're all gonna be humbled and sent down to humility. When we realize the only things important in this life, when you're going through times and troubles and tribulation, and that should be all the time, not just during times and trouble and tribulation, that should be all the time that you are focused on the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're focused on God the Father. Not focused on your personal desires, your selfishness, or your own goals and your own pursuits of happiness. It's about pursuing God, and it's about pursuing Jesus Christ. Well, I'm not going to leave you there hanging. But let's go ahead and pray real quick. I want to go ahead and pray. Dear God, I want to pray for everybody. I want to pray for all those to strength and healing for everyone. I'm going to pray for hearts to be convicted, hearts to be turned, hearts to come back to you. You know, hearts for people that don't know you, that they will accept you into their life and into their heart and seek your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. And I pray for the homeless. I pray for this nation. I pray for all the nations of the world. May everyone come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, and I ask this all in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And I always enjoy every episode and being able to share my opinion with y'all, to be able to share Jesus Christ with each and every one of you, being able to share scripture with you and be able to pray for you all. You know, from the bottom of my heart, that's such a blessing to be able to do that. You know, to be able to be a servant to each and every one of you. So, before we go, there is a message I want to share with you after this. If you and your family are sitting there, you wake up one morning, you turn on the light switch, there's no electricity. And you're like, whoa, what happened? And you go out to your car, the car won't start. And then pretty soon, you hear the mumbles in your neighborhood and figured it out. You just had an EMP strike. Well, let me tell you, folks, You and your family do not have to be without electricity or a running car in the event of a nuclear strike, not a nuclear strike, EMP, if there was a nuclear strike. I guess the nuclear is what causes an EMP. So it either can explode from the sky, EMP, or it could be, or an EMP from terrorists or whatever it is, or even a solar flare or lightning striking your house or your car. You can now be protected by through EMP Shield. Just use coupon code JEB. That's JEB. Or you can go straight to EMPShield.com/JEB and get your $50 off and have the peace of mind of knowing that you and your family are protected from a possible EMP in the future. Welcome back. So just want to share a quick little message with each and every one of you. If you do not know, I'm also on YouTube as well too, but I'm a little bit more, you can go ahead and subscribe to that channel as well. You can follow me on Facebook. You know, you can follow me on Anchor. You can follow me on Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio. And I'm hoping, I just submitted the podcast to Amazon. So everyone pray, keep their fingers crossed that the podcast gets on Amazon as well, and we can continue to reach more people. But I need your help in order to reach more people. My goal is to reach this year, this year we reached a lot of people, but next year, my goal is to reach 100,000 people every month, 100,000 people a month, and then keep on building it. My goal is 1 million plus, to reach over 1 million people, to touch over 1 million people's lives and hearts, so they can hear the good news of Jesus Christ in an unfiltered podcast that talks about other topics and stuff too. But most importantly, the good news of Jesus Christ. So I want to thank you all. Love each and every one of you. So glad that you're part of the Jason Beck Show family. Please go ahead and share, follow, and please share some more. Love each and every one of you. God bless. Bye-bye.